For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a press conference on Sunday that bars and restaurants that allow large crowds will lose their liquor licenses.
This is a time in history we've never seen before. You violate the law, you can lose your license. And you will. We're not kidding around about this.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News the city is now close to becoming a lawless state.
This could metastasize across the country. It's quite clear that City of Seattle elected officials are lacking the political will to enforce the rule of law. And this is the closest I've seen since being a 20-year professional of public safety service of our country to becoming a lawless state.
This is USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Protesters in Seattle have taken over a 7-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that non-protesting residents are feeling threatened.
What happens to the reasonable community in Seattle, and particularly the business owners that surround that area or the residents? And we're already seeing reports come out of those residents saying they're not even allowed to have a vote or a say, and they're feeling threatened. So this is a very deeply troubling situation in terms of public safety.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With recent primary elections, voters in Georgia were plagued by hour-long lines, failed voting machines, and a lack of available ballots. Ellen Weintraub, a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, told MSNBC what needs to be done to ensure voter turnout in November.
We can't have people standing outside in line for hours in freezing temperatures. So states need to start now. States and localities need to start now to gear up, to get the equipment that they need, to make sure they have enough ballots on hand, to make sure that they have the equipment that they need, to make sure that the equipment works.
Kyle Busch won the NASCAR Truck Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway on Saturday night. His 58th career win in the circuit and his 8th victory in his last 10 starts.
Can't say enough about this Cessna Beechcraft Toyota Tundra. It was awesome tonight. I mean, it's been awesome all year. We've just had some fluke things that have kind of taken us out of the running. But, you know, the last restart there with Ross behind me, he got a good launch and, you know, really good race for us. And proud of everybody at KBM, proud of the effort. I know we've got issues, and we'll continue to work on that and get better.
Residents of a Pennsylvania neighborhood said a large black pig has been spotted wandering through the area and rooting through gardens, but no one knows where he came from.
I took pictures and followed it all around our house, where it ended up here under this apple tree. Big, large black pig.
If this pig is domesticated, maybe it could help in cow herding, which maybe I could find it useful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.